The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to Radio's Most Challenging Hour, the Word of Prophecy broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I've come your way with a true prophetic message and revelation out of the scriptures of your Holy Bible, which is the Word of Almighty God. And I call your attention to this profound truth, that we have before us a dark and uncertain future, and only out of our Holy Bible do we have the prophetic light to shine out into the terrifying spiritual darkness of the arising gathering storm of great violence and moral corruption arising swiftly upon us, as it were in the days of Noah. I pray today the Lord will truly give you the ears to hear this true prophetic message sent by Holy Ghost anointing. We continue today a message we began several days ago entitled Humanism. While humanism is a deadly peril to you and me, to the church, well, to your children that's growing up in a society where humanists have taken over the educational system of this nation, they're mostly in charge of the judicial system. They've infiltrated even the churches today. And the Supreme Court several years ago declared that humanism was a religion, but you know what, ladies and gentlemen, they don't have Sunday schools. They have Monday through Friday schools. That's right. Right in our public schools, they teach this deadly atheism to our children, and the Constitution requires separation of religion and state or church and state. But our schools are rapidly, they've changed from being traditional education to change agents for humanism, and you and I pay for it. Well, we're watching today as we watch the teaching of this terrible atheistic philosophy that's, well, it's the same as communism and another name. They deny the deity of God, the inspiration of the Bible, and the divinity of Jesus Christ. They have no respect for this Bible that I'm teaching from today. They have no respect for the morality that's taught in this Bible from the Ten Commandments of God Almighty and from Jesus Christ. They don't believe in the existence of the soul and life after death, salvation, heaven, damnation, and hell. They deny the biblical account of creation as found in the book of Genesis, beginning with Adam and Eve. They don't believe there's any absolutes of right or wrong, no moral values that we can determine from the Bible, but they're all determined, well, they're self-determined and they're situational, and they believe in the removal of distinctive roles of male and female. They believe in sexual freedom between consenting individuals, regardless of age, including premarital sex, homosexuality, and incest. Well, they believe in the right to abortion and euthanasia, mercy killing, and also suicide. And, ladies and gentlemen, this is a peril to you and me. They believe the HRS, this old humanistic governmental agency out of Washington, D.C., should raise your children with no Bible discipline. Well, listen, today our schools have been overrun. The humanists have taken control of this public school system of America, and they are slowly and surely remolding the consciousness of our children in these public schools until they don't recognize any need for God nor parental values, and they teach that parents are, you know, unloving, uncaring, inadequate, and slowly they are cause the children in the schools to view their parents with distrust and disrespect, and alienation often results along with serious emotional, moral, and spiritual problems. Well, determining the extent of humanism in our public life today, especially the schools, requires some detective work. Terms of designation that these guys use in the public schools today, they constantly change. They may be called values of education, valuing skills, values clarification, self-awareness, decision-making, self-acceptance, interpersonal relation skills, and on films and textbooks, library books, they frequently contain humanism and provide excellent opportunities for open, honest discussions, they call them, which include teacher pressure and peer pressure. Well, the curriculums in our public schools today, they very often contain courses on human and humanistic sexuality and family living. Well, they also teach sex education, and they sandwich it in. Not many times it's illegal, but they'll sandwich sex education in between reading and the study of history and health and biology and so forth. Well, note that the textbooks and teachers' manuals are not essential for implementing humanism. You may not find them in a school. More and more teachers are being trained with our tax dollars to be effective change agents and to teach and speak on humanism in the classroom when they're giving lectures on other subjects. And our children are encouraged to be model roles in their behavioral changes. And fortunately, however, some schools and teachers are resisting this thrust of humanism, and many others are rushing forward to create a new social order. Did you know a number of years ago, several centuries ago, Martin Luther, one of the great founding fathers of Protestantism in his day, he said in his lifetime, quote, "I am much afraid that schools will prove to be the great gates of hell unless they diligently labor in explaining the scriptures, engraving them in the hearts of our youth. I advise no one to place his child where the scriptures do not reign paramount. Every institution in which men are not increasingly occupied with the word of God will become corrupt." Unquote, from Martin Luther, one of the great religious reformers in past history. Ladies and gentlemen, this immorality in our nation today exists because humanism has got a hold of government, local governments, state governments, and the federal government, and they're in the schools and in the military, in the churches, in the homes. And today we see as immorality and homosexuality and abortions and unisex styles, they become fashionable, and they're taught in our schools to our young people. And it always leads to crime and violence and murder and theft and cursing and smoking and drinking and dope addiction and gambling and divorce and juvenile delinquency, political corruption. These things are the results of this teaching of humanism. And in the church, the results are manifest, which are false prophets, phony Christians, dead churches, and along with sorry parents. And then we see the rise of this that is heartache and heartbreak, diseases, terrible diseases, misery, and all this heartache and rebellion against God's word that epitomizes our paradise that is a jungle in this end time generation. Ladies and gentlemen, God built this nation by our God-fearing forefathers that honored the word of God. They brought the Bible over here with them when our founding fathers established this nation. This book, the Bible, and these old politicians and school teachers dishonor the word of God, discredit it, and tell people there's nothing to it. It's a legend. They're a bunch of liars. This is a book that inspired thousands of men and women to risk their lives, and many gave their lives to come to this new world and establish this nation, and they brought the Holy Bible with them and taught us that through the Scriptures we could have the freedom of religion and worship of God as well as personal freedom, and they used it. It inspired them to write the two great documents from which we derive our religious and personal liberty, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of these United States. Well, you know, it hasn't been too long ago, and I was in the Army in World War II. One of the great generals in the South Pacific, General MacArthur, made this profound comment to a war correspondent during battle in the South Pacific in the dark days of World War II, when he replied to this reporter that was a skeptical reporter. He said, "There are no atheists in foxholes." Praise God. And that hasn't been very long ago. Well, even more recent than that, our president, our 40th president, President Reagan, declared in February the 25th, 1984, the First Amendment was written to be a part of our Constitution, not to protect the people from religion, but to protect religion from governmental tyranny. I firmly believe freedom prospers when religion is vibrant and the law of God is acknowledged, unquote. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that certainly harmonizes with what President George Washington said in his day. It's impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible. Why don't these humanists listen? We've got a sorry bunch running our country mostly today, ladies and gentlemen. They don't believe in God and the Bible. Abraham Lincoln said in his day, our 16th president, "I believe the Bible is the best gift God has ever given to man. All the good from the Savior of the world is communicated to us through this book," unquote. Oh my, we need to pray for our nation, and I hope this week that you'll write me and get this message on humanism, that you can share it, teach it to your children, and pass it out to others, that they will learn too this deadly peril to our continuing freedom and religious liberty in this great republic that was given to us by our God-fearing forefathers who honored God in the Bible. And the only way we can continue to retain this great freedom and personal liberty is to honor God and this holy Bible that I hold in my hand. Shall we pray? Father, we rebuke this old spirit of humanism and atheism, and I pray the Holy Ghost would catch men and women and their hearts in the grip of divine power and persuasion to turn them to the truth. And Jesus said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth," praying to his Father. Also he said in the great book of John, the apostle, he said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." That's the reason we have this freedom here today in this great nation of ours, is because our patriotic, God-fearing forefathers honored you and honored your word. And today we magnify it to the best of our ability on these radio broadcasts. I pray that every ear will hear and be caught in the grip of the divine power and persuasion of this message, in Jesus' name, and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard another broadcast, the Word of Prophecy broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. We've come your way again with a true message out of the greatest book in this world, and that's the Word of God, and I pray the Lord will truly give you ears to hear. If you enjoyed the message and believe it, I hope you'll write me this week and stand with me with your faithful support. If you will, write me to Brother Ray Pringle, Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. And until the next broadcast, may God grip your hearts in this message with His power and persuasion, is my prayer for every one of you.